very young trees look so fragile, it's hard to believe they'll grow up to be so tall and sturdy. But they do, if properly cared for. Very young children must wonder, as they look at all the tall trees around them, how they're ever going to reach those heights. Annie Cusick Wood is a playwright with a special gift for knowing what small children think and feel, and what holds their attention in a darkened theater. Her new play, The Tiny Tree, is a new Honolulu Theater for Youth production. It's written for children as young as 3 years old, and Annie's with us this morning. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning. I love that I'm always here on your birthday.
That's
it's
right.
It's been the last 3 years in a row.
Well, let's make it a regular thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Happy birthday.
You have to keep churning out plays on a regular basis.
I will. I intend to do just that.
Okay, well, good. That's a plan.
Great.
What inspired this play?
Well, you know, I think you think of a play a couple of years before it actually happens. And I was becoming more and more concerned with climate change. And I thought it's so important that we need to do a story that somehow touches on it. That mm-hmm. it doesn't, you know, I don't want to make the theater too educational for under fives. It has to be entertaining and fun.
Sure.
But I really wanted to have a story where, you know, these characters would find a seed of a tree. And it was about how they, you know, what they did with it. And I was also involved. My last year was all about trees, and I got involved with this project called the Carbon Neutrality Project, which it basically involved 10 of us sitting doing this pilot experiment to plant these tiny trees in Hamakua Marsh in Kailua.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this automated watering system that would detect when the soil was dry and would pump water from these buckets onto the tree. And so I did that, started that last April. My tree is now beautifully grown and I'm so thrilled. And the control tree that didn't have any bucket and automated system died. So that was a real lesson into like how if you care for something, you know, with even the minimal touch, like there was 10 of us, we went once a week, you know, so it was like once every 10 weeks we had to go fill up the buckets and write charts about how they'd grown. And now that it's developed, there are like 50 more trees planted in Hamakua Marsh. This project has taken off. So that was in tandem with developing the show. So it was really interesting, you know, looking at that and being so thrilled that something I planted had grown and could now stand alone. And then how I made that into an entertaining piece of theatre. And as with every play I always do, Chris, you know, I never really know what I'm going to do until I get in the room, you know. And I did say to the designer, Karen, and costume designer, Lacey, I said on our first meeting, I was like, well, I don't know what this play is going to be, but I've made you some soup. And we ate some soup. And then I was like, well, I know that it's going to be set in outer space. And that's something I just had this hunch about, that we were going to be on this other planet that was, you know, hot and dry. And these. So end up, we had this father-son relationship who are traveling through space in a rocket ship, and they have a malfunction and they land on this other planet. And then they think there's nothing on it and they just have to fix the rocket ship and leave. But then they find what they discover is actually a seed, and they set about trying to look after it from predators and the environment and their lack of knowledge about what to do with the seed. But they know that they kind of can figure out what to do. Then they have to leave, of course, in the end, go back in the rocket ship and fly home.
Kids as young as three understand all about rocket ships and other planets?
It's amazing. They do, because in the first words of the show are, we do five. And they all join in,
really?
Blast off. And I was like, wow, you know, I mean, that audience just teach me so much all the time. I'm like, wow, they really are. And they find it hilarious, because here's the thing about our show, because it tours, it doesn't just play in a dark theatre, it tours to schools. So everything that Karen makes has to squash up and fit into three suitcases, because it does the outer islands as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's got to
travel,
go on an airplane.
Yeah.
So we have the most darling rocket ship with a porthole where their two faces are poking out of it. And it's just, that alone is hilarious. You know, when they arrive, they have this malfunction and they arrive. And we have this little puppet rocket ship as well. So it totally engages them. And, you know, when you said how to engage kids in a darkened theatre, you know, that is a huge challenge, you know.
Sure.
And one I've learned along the way, you know, of like just how to do it. And it's the most rewarding thing when I see them, things that we've created, when they laugh and they're sad and, you know, everything, all the emotions that go along with watching a play. But it's very rewarding and great fun.
The young mind is so open, but at the same time, it's jumping from one place to the next, right? Like a water bug on the surface of a pond.
Totally. And knowing that, I know that like I have a few, like 3 minutes where I have to change the direction, change the drama so they don't get bored, you know, because they will go, well, what else? What else is happening? And if there's something more interesting happening at the back of the room, they'll turn around and look at that, you know, if it's not as engaging. But this is the first time I've done a show HTY for the touring show with live music. And it's just amazing. And my husband had this old squeeze box. I mean, he's had it for longer than I've known him. So like probably 25, 26 years. Uh-huh. It's just been an ornament in our house. It's one of the few things we took from Scotland to England to Hawaii. Uh-huh. And I was like, I wonder if this would be good for the show. So I took it in, and Matt Mazzello, who's only 20 and one of the youngest, most talented actors I've ever worked with, picked it up and could just play it. And it's so much fun, this like squeeze box. And he also plays a guitar. So we create these wonderful sounds, because the squeeze box you can play just by holding it and it makes notes. So although he's acting, he's sort of jumping around with the squeeze box, and we've got songs in it as well.
This
so
is
really
one of
fun.
The concertina squeeze box with the buttons on the side.
Uh-huh, with the buttons, yeah. And it's a wee bit rusty because it's been in Hawaii for 10 years. But, you know, it plays beautifully. And, you know, Matt can just make sounds out of things that are amazing. And, you know, so having live music, because I think even these three-year-olds are watching it, maybe they've never seen somebody play the squeeze box before or the guitar right in front of them.
Yeah.
So that alone is just so precious. You know, and then as well as that, we have a very funny story, very funny characters, you know, father and son. And the dad, Tony, who's also an excellent actor, he's kind of Buzz Lightyear-esque in some of the things that he does, you know. So there's a lot of humour. The adults like it as well. So I'm very proud of it, and very proud of, what we're saying with it as well. Like, you know, if you want to plant a tree, you know, you just need to care for it a little bit. But it's not hugely educational. It's more fun, you know, because it's an outer space. And there's a crazy one-legged purple alien bird that comes along and is a bit dangerous, and a two-headed slug, of course, you know. So there's lots of things for all the kids to really enjoy.
It's great that kids that young are going to grow up with that kind of consciousness, isn't it, Annie?
Yeah, it's so important. I think, you know, looking after our planet is one of the most important things, because if we don't, then how are we going to live here, you know? I mean, who else is looking at properties in Canada? Because, you know, it's just getting too hot, everybody else. I mean, Scotland are like, bring it on, you know, hot weather. But here in Hawaii, oh my gosh, last summer was so hot, you know.
I know. It's getting undeniable, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Annie Cusick-Wood is the author of The Tiny Tree, a new Honolulu Theater for Youth production that opens this weekend and runs through March 5th at Tenney Theater in downtown Honolulu. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page. Springtime.